Welcome everybody, share number 990, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achrayim. So the question comes up, what about women? Do women, as we saw, a man should be very careful in the Sinyan that Mishabura brought down, even though there is a Shita that says that today we don't have Melech Sedoimis, so there are those who do have such a minig not to wash, but in general, we did mention one should make sure and double check with their rav and how, you know, in conjunction with what they're doing. But as far as what about by women? So, bring down the Sefer Yitzhak Lachas. The truth is like this. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, that talks about Mayim Achrayim, there is no mention of any distinction between men and women, because in other words, the way you, if a person just learns it straight out, Kuf Pei Aleph, these are the halachas and they apply to both men and women across the board. And so the Sefer Oisra Halachas, that's how he brings it down. Taka in Ois number Beis, and our Simon Kuf Pei Aleph Ois number Beis, Gam Noshim Chayavis Benetilus Mayim Achrayim, that the woman would also have to wash Mayim Achrayim. He brings this down from the Market Sia, Shazashuvas, Shalmas Chayim, and others. He says, Shakosav the Tzor, he brings this down in Ois number Dalid, Shakosav the Tzor, Chleidian, Shom, Shum Hefrish, She'ein Shum Hefrish, Beinam Levein Anashim. There's no distinction. The Shulchan Aruch says straight up. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, Shulchan Aruch itself does not say anything about any differentiation. Okay. So that's one. But then the Sefer Ois Halachas does go on to say, explaining, that many women are makel in this inyan. You do see many women that don't wash mayim achrayim. You know, chashavdik people that we're not dealing with. So what's going on? So he says, Vatam, so there is a reason behind it. And he does bring this down again on in Eisen number Hey from the Mark Tzia, Shal Shuvas Shevet HaLevi, Shal Shuvas Van Hoggis, and so on. And so it does say, Vahar Be'Noshim Mekilim Bezeb, Vatam. So what's the reason? Kevin the Meyikra Din, Einen Chayava. So, because the Lemaisa, the truth is today, like we saw, Meyikra Din Bezmaneni, we don't have the Melech Sedoimis, the quote unquote, well, we keep on talking about this Melech Sedoimis, which where it's a dangerous situation, we really don't have it. Elahem yadayim melech lachais mizua maisa meichel. Ela what? The question was, so you have two things. So there's a the Piskei Teshuvos brings down, there's a Shevet HaLevi. Actually, there's a Rabbi Baruch Goldstein that mentioned to me from the Piskei Teshuvos Shevet HaLevi. That talks about that lemaisa al pi kabbalah, one has to be very careful. And we did see this in the Mishabura from the Gra, and I think there was the Magen Avraham and others. One should be very careful and still to wash. But the bottom line is, so there's a few reasons. Number one, al pi kabbalah, it's, there's yesodis behind it that we don't understand. And also, a person's hands are still dirty. Elahem hayadayim melech lachais mezuha maisa meichel. They still have the zuhama, which we've been talking about, the dirt on one's hands, and one has to be careful to wash that off. So there is some sort of a some of the reasons still do apply for Mayim Achrayim. But he does say lemaisa, since nowadays, and possibly even maybe more women than men, if there are klal makpidim hanoshim, the women more than men, possibly lechel al de kaf umazleg, that they might eat with a spoon, a fork, or so on, a knife, forks, a fork and a spoon. In other words, the hands really don't get dirty, right? As we know, we heard a few shiurim ago, Rabbi Khan explained that we talk about there's something called mayim emsom. There's a middle water, in other words, the middle of the meal. If somebody says, not the meal per se, it doesn't mean the meal per se. Not meal per se, but if somebody ate, let's say, cheese, right? They touched cheese, they ate cheese, and then they want to go and eat meat. So you have to clean your mouth, you have to rinse your mouth and clean your mouth. Kinuach v'adacha, right? We spoke about that. And then also one has to wash their hands. But Rabbi Kahan explained that if somebody used a fork and a knife, so then the mouth still has to be washed and clean. Kinuach v'adacha, you still need. But the hands themselves don't get dirty because you're using a fork and knife. So the same thing over here, really, if a person's using a fork and a knife, especially by Noshim, so there is more room to play with Alkein e Makpidim. Therefore, there are many Noshim, many women, who are not Makpid to wash mayim achroinim. Now, I do want to say, but still, I mean, it comes out in the Mishnah Berurah, even if a man, but when it comes to a man, if a man used a fork and a knife, still they would, they should be careful to wash mayim achroinim. This is more what we're talking about right now, the reason why women are not so makbid. And also one of the reasons Rabbi Goldstein did mention also b'shem d'shevet Levi, from the Pisgei Tshuvos, I think it was also that Lamaisa, because one of the reasons, one of the main reasons is Alpi Kabbalah, and Alpi Kabbalah, it's not always that women are gonna, you know, gonna keep with the things which are, you know, we keep today, Alpi Kabbalah, not everything or whatever, but be it as it may, along those lines, there are various different reasons why women might not wash mayim achroinim, but the sefer Etz Halachos does end off again in Ois number Beis Avol Kashe Yedeim Melech Lachos Minhu Achila Gam Heim Chiyuvos Benetila, that which we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, that even according to the Shita, there is a Shita that says that today you don't have to wash mayim achroinim because you don't have Melech Zedimus, but if somebody's an Istinus or they know the hands, or in those cases, they know the hands are dirty. So then the Shulchan Aruch said that there's the chiyuv of washing mayim achroinim comes back on. So that applies across the board, right? So if their hands are still dirty, one's hands are dirty, so then they would have a chiyuv. Just like the Shulchan Aruch said, the chiyuv of washing mayim achroinim would apply if the hands are dirty, so one does have to be careful. So bottom line is, we come out, many women don't wash mayim achroinim. I mean, if a woman does wash, it's a nice thing. As they say in Yiddish, ken eshaten, it can't hurt, it's a nice thing, so it's a beautiful thing. But the minhag olam of many, many women is that they would not wash mayim achroinim. But again, if their hands are dirty, one should be careful to make sure that they are clean by washing. We're talking about in case of time by a woman, by a man, it goes without saying, to wash mayim achroinim and make sure that they are clean. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tuv.